And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 17th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of Shinichi Suzuki, born in Nagoya, Japan, 1898, who gave us the Suzuki violin method, teaching children to play classical music by listening and imitating as they imitate speech. It's the birthday of Arthur Miller, New York City, 1915. His father was the wealthy owner of a coat factory. Family had a big apartment, a chauffeur, summer home at the beach, and then lost everything in the stock market crash of 1929. Had to move to a poor section of Brooklyn, into a six-room clapboard house where Miller had to share a bedroom with his grandfather. His uncle on his mother's side, Manny Newman, lived in the neighborhood. Uncle Manny was a salesman. He was a big talker, had big schemes for the future, even though he was struggling to make ends meet. Miller got involved in drama when he was in college, wrote a play, All My Sons, 1947, and just before the Broadway premiere, he went to an advanced performance in Boston. Standing outside the theater, looked up and saw his uncle Manny, whom he had not seen in years. Realized that Manny was on a business trip to Boston. He'd come to the play on a whim. Arthur Miller said, "I could imagine his grim hotel room, the long trip up from New York in his little car, the hopeless hope of the day's business." And a year later, Miller learned that his Uncle Manny had committed suicide. He decided he had to write a play based on his uncle's life. He talked to Manny's two sons, interviewed them, and then holed up in a tiny cabin in Connecticut and sat down and wrote Death of a Salesman, produced in 1949. In the last scene of the play at Willie Loman's funeral, one of the characters says, "For a salesman, there is no rock bottom to the life. He don't put a bolt to a nut. He don't tell you the law or give you medicine. He's a man way out there in the blue, riding on a smile and a shoeshine. And when they start not smiling back, that's an earthquake. A salesman has got to dream, boy. It comes with the territory." It's the birthday of Nathaniel West, born New York City, 1904. He was managing a hotel in New York City when he met a woman who wrote an advice column for the newspaper. She showed him a few of the letters she'd gotten from readers. She thought they were funny. Nathaniel West thought they were heartbreaking. And he wrote his first novel, Miss Lonely Hearts, about an advice columnist. Later, having moved to Hollywood, he wrote his novel, The Day of the Locust. And it's the birthday of Jimmy Breslin, Jamaica, New York, 1930. Newspaper man, novelist. Latest book is Branch Rickey, about the manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers, who integrated Major League Baseball. Jimmy Breslin, who said, "Newspaper men don't go to bars anymore. They go to health clubs and then go home. They're in fantastic health, but they wish they were in the bar, and their wives wish they were in the bar, too." Here are two little poems for today, two limericks written by Robert Frost in 1898. He was 24. "There was a man went for to harm a quiet but human old farmer. Now he wishes he'd known to let folks alone, for this is the doctrine of karma. There was a young poet who tried making boxes when preoccupied. One day he made one, and when he got done, he had nailed himself on the inside." Two limericks by Robert Frost from the collected poems of Robert Frost, published by Library of America. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.